sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyechiu. And the topic is selling chametz through a shtar harsha on the internet, based on the Sefer Noam Eliezer and Simon Bays. Is it permitted to sell chametz via the internet? In other words, you appoint a rav as a shliach to sell your chametz through the signing of a shtar harsha, through the signing of a power of attorney on the internet. Does this minui, does this appointment have tokef, have halachic validity and power? So it would appear that a minui shliach does not require me'ikar hadin, that there should be a ma'ase kinyan. You don't have to do an actual act of acquisition. The minui, the appointment of the shlichus, is chal b'dvarim levad, takes effect with words alone. And somebody who makes his friend a shliach doesn't need a kinyan, and he doesn't need eidim, just a mira alone, beino lebein chavero, is enough, like it says in Choshen Mishpatzim and Kuf Pei Beis, si'if aleph, Rashay Adam Lamanos is Chaver L'Shliach Afilu Shelo B'Fonav B'chein Rashay Adam Lamanos is Shluch Haidei Ksiv Chassim Shel Shtar Hashah Shelo B'fnei HaShliach, that you're allowed to appoint your friend as a Shliach even not in his presence. You're also allowed to appoint a Shliach through writing and signing a document of empowerment, giving him the power of attorney, not in front of the Shliach in the Shara HaKolel Shal Seder Mechir Eschomit to the Alter Rebbe in Oslam Et Ches. He writes, somebody wants to appoint somebody as a shliach to sell his chametz, not in his presence, you should write the following nasuch. Ani achosim amata, me signed below, I signed below, give koach v'rashus l'ploni ben ploni to sell my chametz. So it would emerge then that if somebody would email a shtar, power of attorney, to someone, to a rav, that would enable him and empower him to sell the person's chametz, the shut maharsh dam. Choshen Mishpat Kuf Mem Vav brings after it brings the Rambam in the tour, who write that a minui shlichus, appointing a shlich, doesn't require a kinyan. It's enough to have a verbal appointment. He says that ksiva is greater than dibur, and therefore, if you write it down, that's perfect, especially if that's the way merchants do it. So today, it's definitely done via email. And therefore, you can appoint somebody, a rav, to sell your chametz with a shtar via email. So that's question number one. So Baruch Hashem, we all have our chametz sold. Working on that now as we get into Chodesh Kislev, already thinking about the chametz thing. The second question I'd like to discuss is somebody who broke into another Jew's computer. He broke into his computer, and in this guy's computer, he had a sefer written. He had a sefer. And this person stole the sefer. He took the sefer away from this guy's computer. I mean, it's still there. But he copied it onto his own computer. And then what he did was, he put it on the internet, and he said, no rights reserved. Anybody can take this, do whatever they want with it. Somebody found this, who's a book publisher. He says, this looks like a good sefer. Takes it and he publishes it. So what is the din of the person who broke into the computer, and what is the din of the person who published the sefer? Do they have to pay bidei adam, or is it only aser bidei shemaim? Of course, this hacker is going to have to pay bidei shemaim. The question is, what do we say bidei adam? Does he have a personal responsibility to repay him? And Rav Tzvi Spitz wrote a beautiful sefer called Mishpatei Torah on Bava Kama, where he goes through the Masechta and talks about various contemporary practical shailas that relate to sugyas and Masechta's Bava Kama. So in Siman Kuf Beis, he brings the shaila, and he says what he did is an Isser Torah, but you can't be Mechayif and Bedinei Adam on the damage caused to the author. Why? Because we see in the Mishnah Bava Kama in Tes, and in Tosfos, that a ganav is only mischayev in geneva when he does some kinyan geneva, if he brings the chefetz, the object, into his rishus. But copying out somebody's computer program is not taking it away from them. There's no kinyan geneva there. So since there's no actual act of acquisition, This cannot be considered gneva. He just copied it over, but he didn't actually make a kinyan, go into his house, take something away, take, they used to have these floppy disks, alayhi mashalom, so just take it and put it in his pocket and leave. That's mamish gneva. But this is really mazik. He did a maisa hezek because he put out this program for all to see, and somebody took it and published it, and then caused the author a loss because now the person who published the sefer is making the money. But it's not actual mazik. It's only grama bin azikin. It's only grama because he's only he's the indirect cause. The actual hezek is from the publisher, not the person who stole the program. So grama bin azikin is pater b'dinei adam, and therefore he's only chayav b'dei shamayim. And as far as the publisher goes, he's even pater b'dei shamayim. He was completely innocent. He didn't understand. He didn't know. And from now on, they should the rights of this sefer are reserved for the author, and he has to come to some sort of agreement with the sofer, with the publisher, to make everybody happy. So that's Ritz's approach. However, one could argue that in the Nesivus it says in Reish Sadi Aleph Sifkat Zayin that if you do a Maisa Begufa Chayfetz, for example, Reuven takes a kli from Shimon and puts it in the middle of the street, he puts it in the middle of Fifth Avenue in an unguarded place, so he's chayv even if he didn't make a kinyan. This is called in the Gemara above Mitzia, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, Chaf Hei Amid Beis, Aveda Midas. So you leave it in some place that's not mishtamer. It's like losing it on purpose. It's destroying the object. So here, putting it out in the public forum, putting out this person's sefer in the public forum, might have been a form of aveda midas. Therefore, it's not just grama b'nezikin, but it's actual nezikin, and therefore it's mazik b'yadayim, and he would have to pay for the amount of damage that he caused him. So one could argue that it's not just grama, but it's actual hezek, because putting it out in the public forum like that, just like taking a kli and putting it publicly that people are going to step on and destroy it and kick it around, whatever it may be, that's called nezek. So to hear, it's called nezek to put it out in the for the public to see, and he would have to pay, even b'dinei adam. So that's obviously there's a lot more to say, but those are just some thoughts on these two halachic inyanim. And in Ritz Hashem, in the next shir, b'li neder, we will discuss Kinyanim on Shabbos on the internet. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.